describe the valley for me, Valley.
Well, I'll tell you what it's like, love. It's like a huge, big ravine, you know, like a mini Grand Canyon. There's a beautiful stream in it and waterfalls and huge, big caves and sheer cliffs about 1,000 feet high going straight up, you know, and there's a lot of beautiful plants, like very rare, because it's nearly like a... I don't know how you can call that. It's the I don't know how to say those big words, but you know, there's very special plants growing right here and beautiful things. It's really gorgeous. And it's really wild, you know. I love working. Like, I'm up here early and, you know, feeding the animals and everything. It's gorgeous. And the air is beautiful. It's like, can you imagine the sea? You know, like the sea air and rosemary and everything. It's just so clear. It's gorgeous, you know.
How many dogs do you have at the moment?
Oh, it fluctuates. I've been up to 40. That's about as far as it'll go, and then they start killing each other, just like people.
40?
40, yeah.
Last time I saw that documentary, you had your boyfriend running down to the village in to get the food in a wheelbarrow for them.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to go up and down, you know.
You and I have something in common, because I like foxes as well.
Oh, good girl.
Yeah.
Then you can come and belong to my tribe any day. My tribe is like people I meet anywhere in the world who just happen to be in on that kind of, you know, wavelength. You know what I mean?
What do you think about the tag when people call you a witch, though?
I just wonder what's wrong with them.
Right.
You know, I don't know their definition of witch, and I'm not going to get into it. But, I mean, after what women, kind of pretty innocent women and everything, had to go through in the medievals, it's got a bad name, you know. It's a stupid bloody tag, and it's still kind of, you know, who's doing the talking, you know what I mean? It usually just means that you kind of look different, kind of stronger than the average pussy kind of number, you know. I don't even think we've got pussy ladies anymore, do we? Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a feminist?
No.
No.
No, I don't like labels, love. I just keep clear of labels, you know. Like, ever since I was a little girl, I've always done my own thing and very strong. If anybody annoyed me, I'd just kick them in the shins. Still do.